The White House Report.
Democrats are crying foul, saying Republicans are slow-walking anything as it relates to gun control in the aftermath of the fatal Parkland school shooting in Broward County, Florida. At the White House, President Trump addressed the 2018 White House business session with the nation's governors.
We'll turn our grief into action. We have to have action. We don't have any action. It happens. A week goes by. Let's keep talking. Another week goes by. We keep talking. 2 months go by, all of a sudden, everybody's off to the next subject. Then when it happens again, everybody's angry, and let's start talking again. We gotta stop. By the way, bump stocks, we're writing that out. I'm writing that out myself. I don't care if Congress does it or not. I'm writing it out myself, okay? You put it into the machine gun category, which is what it is. It becomes essentially a machine gun, and nobody's going to be able. It's going to be very hard to get them. So we're writing out bump stocks. But we have to take steps to harden our schools so that they're less vulnerable to attack. This includes allowing well-trained and certified school personnel to carry concealed firearm. At some point, you need volume. Now, I don't know that a school is going to be able to hire 100 security guards that are armed. Plus, you know, I got to watch some deputy sheriffs performing this weekend. They weren't exactly Medal of Honor winners, all right? The way they performed was, frankly, disgusting. They were listening to what was going on. The one in particular, he was early. Then you had three others that probably a similar deal a little bit later, but a similar kind of a thing. You know, I really believe, you don't know until you test it, but I think I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon. And I think most of the people in this room would have done that too, because I know most of you. But the way they performed was really a disgrace. Second, we must confront the issue of mental health. And here is the best example of mental health. This kid, they had 39 red flags. They should have known. They did know. They didn't do anything about it. That was really a bad time, I have to tell you. Nobody bigger for law enforcement than I am. But between the people that didn't go into that school and protect those lives and the fact that this should have been solved long before it happened, pretty sad. So we have to confront the issue, and we have to discuss mental health, and we have to do something about it.
President Trump is also recalling a day when there used to be more mental health institutions. He's looking into that idea as well. Meanwhile, Democratic Congresswoman Marsha Fudge says Republicans are just not moving fast enough on this issue.
I do not believe that they yet have the courage or the spine to do anything. I think the thing that is that right now they're trying to figure out is what to do with all these young people. They're trying to figure out how they can push back on what the president said originally, because he's already backstepping. They don't want to take on the NRA, but they can't figure out what to do with these young people. So they are going to slow walk this thing as long as they possibly can. I promise you they are. That is what they do. And so I just think that they are not going to do anything this week. We're really going to be here one day for that purpose. Now, they're saying that we're going to be here one day, which is basically Tuesday. We come in Monday night to vote. We're out Tuesday. And they're saying they're doing it because of Billy Graham. They are doing it because they don't want to be here.
April Ryan, AURN News.